dei chai da abbiamo avuto.
How's it going in Seneca? What's going on in Seneca?
Going on in Seneca. It's chilly and was nasty today, and so we left Seneca and come over to your area. Over.
It's about as much going on over here as there is over there.
Pretty chilly and nasty once we got over there, too, so there you go.
Day today, huh? I haven't heard very many people on the radio, but I haven't been around it all day, but I haven't heard a whole lot of activity today.
I listened to a few folks on my way over there, you and what I think maybe you and Steve included, I guess your last food run, but I wasn't in a good area, so I couldn't join in with y'all, and then by the time I got stopped, y'all were both gone.
I'm going down in a hole right now, so I may blank out, but it's not far till I come out of the hole, if that turns out to be the case.
Yeah, I was over there looking at a vehicle to buy, and gonna come back over that way tomorrow afternoon and pick it up.
What'd you get?
Older model Acura TL, but it's in really good shape, and My Accord hybrid that I drive back and forth to work is just about to hit 300,000 miles, and she's getting a little tired, so I'm trying to get 300,000 miles out of it and put it to pasture.
Don't you getting a lot of this? I was at a red light coming out of that hole. I got caught. I thought I was going to be able to make it to the other side of it, but so I didn't get a whole lot of that because it was really, really scratchy. But I should be out of that hole by now. Red light turns green. W4DJW.
Good now. So you must be out of it. Yeah, I was saying my old Honda Accord hybrid has got almost 300,000 miles on it. And she's getting a little tired. So looking at replacing that. About the same year Acura TL, but it's got less than half the mileage on it, so ought to get me going back and forth to work for a while to come.
Of course, my wife had one of those when we met, and she sold it, or I don't remember what happened to it, and she got another one, a new one. she liked them so much. And I did too, and it was a manual shift transmission. That's what she taught my daughter how to drive on.
Yeah, this one is an automatic, but it does have the V6 in it, so it should be I did drive it, and it is a peppy little car for its size and all. The hybrid that I have, the Accord hybrid, has a 3.5 liter V6, and that thing will move. The TL has a 3.2, and it still does really good because it's got a lot less weight than a Accord does, I would imagine.
A teenage girl trying to learn on a manual shift transmission with that car. She would let the clutch out too fast, and the tires would spin, and then it'd lunge forward, and she'd hit the brakes, and their heads would go back, and then they'd go forward. But eventually she got it. Eventually she learned how to do the manual shift transmission, and she got it smooth with it, but that car took a lot of abuse from her learning how to drive.
It did. And I was specifically looking at more than likely either a Honda or a Toyota, and looked at an MDX yesterday that was really nice, and was really wanting it, and we test drove it, and it had a little shake in the front end that didn't make me comfortable. It could have been a bad tire or something. It didn't, when you got it up to highway speeds, it didn't get worse or anything, but it just made me a little nervous. But it was in real good shape. And then stumbled across the TL this morning and went over and looked at it and drove it. And it's like, yep, I guess this is going to be the one.
Take your time. Don't jump on the first one. Because, something little like that could turn into something big in a hurry. I saw some postings on the neighborhood neighborhood social media, where somebody bought a car like that, and it had some problems, and they took it, you know, within a month, they took it back to the guy and said, you said that you gave it a tune-up and everything, but it's leaking oil and something else, like transmission was slipping or something like that, and he wouldn't do anything for them. And they did some more research and found out that he'd been doing a lot of people that way. So you got to be careful. Take your time. Find the one you want.
I've delved into the front end of those things, and it's not a lot of fun. So, yeah, that made me kind of nervous. You know, it very well could have been a shifted belt or something in a tire, but if it wasn't, boy, that's a lot of work. And I just, you know, for the price of wanted for it, I just wasn't into taking that risk. So, this little TL drove really good, and, you know, doesn't use any oil, and everything was clean. It shows its age. It's an older vehicle. It shows its age in the dash and seats and all, but the seats are in actually better shape than the Accord that I have now, so. And like I said, less than half the mileage too. So that ought to keep me going my 12-mile commute back and forth to work for a long time to come.
And that front end work takes its own set of special tools too. So for compressing springs and opening joints, yeah, I think you made the wife. So weekend's about over. Did you have a good one? Oh, wait a minute. I got a phone call. I gotta answer this. I'll be back in a minute. W4DJW.
CHY, standing back.
4DJW, mobile.
DJW, okay, 4CHY.
Got a full tank of gas. Killed two birds with one stone. Anyway, I was saying, did you enjoy the weekend? Did you get a lot done?
Much a weekend car shopping, but I guess the final objective has been reached, so yeah, it was a good weekend.
It wasn't quite as busy as the previous few weekends. I didn't expect it to get quite so cold, though. Stayed in the house most of the time because it was chilly outside. I guess checking out cars, you probably did a lot of looking from the inside of the warm car, huh?
Too bad yesterday, you know, during the afternoon, it got up to about 60, but, yeah, there wasn't much of it today. Luckily, I found that one, and it turned out to be what the guy said it was, so that was pretty much the end of that then.
But with Alexa, to ask her what the temperature was outside at about, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock, and she said 39, and that's the high for the day.
Called while we were over there, and I just happened to look down, and the truck said it was 39, and I told her on the phone, she's down in central Georgia, used to be in Savannah, but she moved to the farm, the family farm, and yeah, when I said 39, she was like, what? But yeah, they've got the rain, but they don't have cool temps like we got.
Thankful that this is our portion of that cold weather that was going to move through across the United States. We didn't get like 6 feet of snow like some places in northern and middle California.
The Weather Service said this morning that they had reports of snow in western North Carolina, I'm assuming like just north of us here. So they were getting some snow and sleet out of it. But yeah, it definitely could have been worse. Yeah, when I got up this morning, I woke up early. It was probably 6:30, and it was like 46 or 48 when I got up. The wife got up probably an hour, hour and a half later, and it had dropped to 43 just in that hour.
When I got up at 6, I did go outside and Maggie out. Wow. It had dropped quite a bit. It was cold. I had to go back in and get a jacket. Because it was breezy. So 39 and a breeze is kind of chilly.
When we wrapped up over there, we course, getting over that way, I can't be over that way and not hit the Lost Cajun. So we went down to Main Street in Greenville and hit the Lost Cajun down there and had intentions of roaming around a bit, but the weather was still nasty, so we just ate and came on home. But I tell you, walking from the parking garage over to the restaurant, that wind was cutting through there, and it was very nippy.
News is it's only 7 or 8 more days till spring, isn't that right?
So, and I've seen that. I believe it's supposed to be sunny tomorrow. I didn't see what the temp's supposed to be. It seemed like it was like a high 60 again, like it was yesterday. But I guess tomorrow it's going to move out sometime. We should have sunny skies.
I was even thinking about going flying, but no way with it that cold. It just, that would be miserable. Fingers would be frozen by the time you got one flight done. Anyway, I'm about to pull in the driveway, so I appreciate the ride home. I got to do this again at about 10:30 tonight, so if the net's not going and you're still hanging around, maybe I'll talk to you then. KN4CHY, W4DJW.
Good talking to you, and be careful when you get out tonight, and throw your call sign out. If I'm still up, I will come back to you. Anyway, have a good evening, and we'll talk at you again later. W4DJW, KN4CHY. I'll be clear listening.